Stopping point 9.
We are going to enjoy the shade offered by this tree, as so many others have before us. For it is here that on the days of procession, people used to grill meat opposite the mountain that has... opposite the mountain that has inspired numerous writers. First of all, Jacint Verdaguer, the famous Catalan poet, whose collection Canigó was published at the end of the 19th century.
What still remains of you, O exquisite abbeys? Marceval, Sarabona, and San Michael so proud. Decrepit San Martin, who with your psalmodies used to permeate these little warm-breezed valleys, filling with angels the land and with saints the clouds.
From then on, the song was to wane no longer. In turn, Rudyard Kipling would sing it when writing in his quality as a member of the Canigou section of the Club Alpin Français.
I discovered in the Canigou a magician among mountains, and I submitted myself to its power. At first, it could reproduce for me, according to the thought or desire of the moment, either a peak of the Himalayas or the outlines of certain hills in South Africa which are dear to me. But this year, the Canigou has taken its true place in my mind and heart.
As for Joseph Riba, he remains a reference in Pyrenees literature.
The Canigou is a mecca of spirituality with Romanesque and Baroque abbeys, but also space for pastoral, mining, metalworking activities, and finally, a land of freedom that has welcomed exiles and the resistance. In these parts, an old person who dies is a road that closes. Who cares about the roads today? Are people aware that people used to live in this land of granite and rye?
And so, even though we can only hear the distant tinkle of mule trains, tales and legends are still doing the rounds.
Once upon a time, there was a shepherd who used to put his herd out to graze on the slope near Lake Lanus. The old folk used to tell him, "You shouldn't go up there. It is the lake of the Enchantress, the Encantades. You shouldn't go up there." But he was young, so the more they told him not to go there, the more he kept going back. One evening, when he was out by the lake, something emerged from the water. A woman, an enchantress, an encantada coming towards him. "I shall be yours, handsome shepherd. But there is one condition. You must come back tomorrow at the same time, with your stomach neither empty nor full, your body neither naked nor clothed, and you will arrive neither on foot nor on horseback." Then she vanished. He pinched himself. No, he hadn't been dreaming. "We told you so." "Aye, that's true, but she's so beautiful. Please tell me what to do." That evening, as she rose up out of the lake, she burst out laughing, for he was there, riding a goat, wearing nothing but a fishing net, and he had had nothing to eat, but there were 3 grains of barley in his open mouth. "Oh, I like you, shepherd. I shall be yours. But take heed. On the day of our wedding, as soon as you've set foot on the road, whatever you hear, don't look back. And if you ever call me a maid of water and mist, I will disappear and you will never see me again." On the morning of the wedding, they went across the courtyard, and when they set foot on the road, he just couldn't help himself. It was the noise, the rattle of the cart wheels, and the clatter of the hooves on the cobbles. He just couldn't help himself. And as he turned round, he saw the courtyard heaving with livestock, and the carts filled up with all manner of goods, and an army of servants were unloading them and piling everything up into the house. He gave his wife a big hug to thank her. "You looked back. What is in the house will remain in the house, but that and nothing more. If you hadn't have looked back for 7 whole days, treasures too numerous to count would have continued to fill the house." Time passed, and they lived happily. They had 3 daughters. But one day, while he was out, she summoned the estate foreman and bade him begin the harvest. "Madam, it is not yet time. We must wait another fortnight. I have spoken. Do as I command. They began the harvest, and the master of the house came home. What have you done? The ears are not ripe. You are nothing but a woman of water and mist. Time stood still. She turned into water and was carried off by the mist. And at the same instant, a hailstorm destroyed the crops in the surrounding fields. On that day, he lost everything, his love and his land. Each morning he would hear her. She would come back to take care of her daughters, and he would rush into their room. But it was always too late. He never saw her again. Some say that he died of sorrow. Some say that he was seen by the shore of Lake Lanus, on his knees, beseeching her to return. Some say he was found drowned, floating on the water, lying in the mist.